performing at Caroline's on Broadway tomorrow. And again on Sunday is Dick Gregory. Good morning, Dick Gregory.
Good morning to you, my brother. I just got back in and I was running to catch your phone call because I had gone out last night to get me some costume outfits.
Uh-huh.
And Halloween.
Uh-huh.
I'm so glad it comes in the same month of my birthday. I got there just in time for their clothes and got me a devil costume. I can't believe in a Christian society the number one costume for Halloween is a devil, not a Jesus. And bumped into that nut coming out, Trump coming out the costume place. And I said to him, I'll give you a penny for your thoughts, and he gave me change back, man. So he asked me, what did I think about what happened? I said, well, I begin to understand you now. You're doing what a lot of Christians do. Before, I didn't know that. I mean, I look at the Bible, and I see where King David, you know, saw that man's wife and sent for her, and didn't only just have her, got her pregnant, and then sent for her husband who was fighting his war, and he came back. And he said, no, I don't want to have sex while my men is on the front line fighting. So David killed him. So I'm looking at the same thing. I don't know why Christians are so upset. We have shelters for battered women, and we cannot give the address or the phone number because the men will come there and beat them again. So that's the first time I'm starting understanding Donald. So my birthday, I'm getting ready for my birthday. And
when's the birthday?
Tomorrow, the 12th, October the 12th. And I got to go to the mental hospital and see my brother because I was just trying to trick him. You know, he's a year older than me. He's never had a job in his life. So last Halloween, I went out to his house dressed as a job, and he had a nervous breakdown. So I just say thanks to you, man, and all of the things you're doing and all the information you give us. And so I just sit here and watching Donald, watch the news, folks, and I think about, well, first, I got upset with him because he started doing stuff I have done. I have hit a woman. I had said the things he was saying. I was asking, could we compare scripts and see if white boys say the same thing in the locker room that black folks do?
Mr. Gregory, you are over 80 years old now. So did you ever think that you would have a time in your life where we would have these kinds of things going on, these words that are being said on news programs and what have you regarding a presidential candidate?
I grew up with him. I heard my daddy call my mother dirty names and hit her and knock her down and call her bitch and all that. So, come on, let's stop playing games. You know, the word MF, I didn't hear when I went into a whole house. I heard it as a child, okay? But this is the game. This is the whole Christian thing. When you think about the Mardi Gras, that's a Christian festivity. And prostitutes come in from all over the world to help us Christians celebrate. And the only time a cop in New Orleans can't take a day off is when the Mardi Gras is in town. So and one day when we stop playing games, that don't give him an excuse, but it don't give us one either. I'm listening to all these news people you talking about, talking all that crap. See, I've been to parties with them. I'm an entertainer. I've been to parties with them. I hear what they've been saying. I was an athlete. We would travel and take little trips. I would hear what was going on. And so all at once now we act like this just started happening. I've said all the other crazy stuff you're doing, I don't understand that. That's white boy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think about, you know, I look into the Bible, King James. I never knew King James was king of England. And I just knew he wrote the Bible. Then I found out he's such a weird, strange homosexual. He hated women so bad he killed his mother, and his lover was Lord Buckingham, who Buckingham Palace is named after. So how quick we forget. And if you look at all the whiskeys being sold in America, you think it's 2% Christians or 98% Christians?
Mm.
So we just have a way of looking around, and now white folks are scared. They ain't worried about how many times cops have killed black folks. They're not worried about that. They worried about somebody who looked like them is acting a fool. and they understand everything they're saying. They bring up, and they got some more tapes on him.
I see your point. I mean, all of a sudden, we have a morality, a convenient morality, when it comes to.
I think it's funny when the people are saying, Mr. Gregory, I've never heard language like this before.
Oh, please. Okay. I said that. I said, I never heard language like that when I was 3 years old. Wait a minute. I can't talk too long because I got somebody knocking on my door downstairs, and I think it's Madam Fifi.
All right, Dick Gregory. Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother, and thank you and the family and all you listeners.
Celebrate at Caroline's on Broadway with Dick Gregory at his birthday, my man.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.